forward to speaking with you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me I have today my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
How are you today?
Good, really good.
Yeah, we had a great caregiver luncheon yesterday.
You
huh?
did a good job and a lot of nice ladies.
Yeah, we had 13 ladies for lunch that have been in my support groups or are still in my support groups. Yeah. And it was just wonderful to get to talk to everybody.
And good food.
It was, yeah, good food, yeah. And then we have Ed on the boards. How you doing, Ed?
I'm waiting for it to start looking like Christmas. I don't know.
I'll tell you, my sister lives in Maine. I'll show you a picture. It looks like Christmas there.
Yep.
Well, next week's going to be cold. You'll be happy.
Ooh.
It is. In the 40s.
Better get out that light jacket. It's going to be 50.
Yeah. No. And with us today, we have Haley Robertson and Cassandra Kania.
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 Close.
From Physical, and we're going to talk to them in the second half of the show. I met them at a senior fair a while ago, and they got some good stuff to tell you, lady, you people. We also have Sarah Kendrick, which will be calling in a few minutes. But I want to start out the show by saying, once again, how the importance of support groups. So this morning I did a support group at Arden Courts, and there was some new ladies there. And I love it when someone comes to a support group and somebody says something, and you just see their whole shoulders fall, and they go, yeah. I'm going through the same thing. Or yeah, I can understand. And there was some great resources that went back and forth. Some people needed some resources. And like I always tell you, if you need a resource for anything, call me. If I don't know the answer, I know somebody who does. And I'm so blessed to be in this Pinellas County, Tampa Bay area where professionals want to work together. You know, it's not like you're stepping on anybody's toes because there's a plenty of business for all of us here. You know, when I go speak in other states sometimes, you see they're very territorial and everything. That's not what we do in this Tampa Bay area. So once again, if you need a resource or you have a question, just go to lindaburhans.com and you can contact me or you can call me at 727-365-8383. But really, get yourself in a group because you're going to learn stuff there that you don't learn anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, a while back, I was in my mail room one day, and a lady opened up her mailbox, and a ton of mail fell out and fell on the floor. And she started crying out, like, it's all mail. And I started helping her pick up the mail, and she's like, my husband has dementia. I don't even have time to pick up my mail.
Oh.
And the other lady in the room, who I didn't know also, says, my husband has dementia, too.
Oh.
I'm like, well, you gals need to be friends, and you need to be friends with me. And now I see them walking around the property together, the four of them.
Oh.
And, you know, going sitting by the pool. So, you know, it's so much better when you don't have to do it by yourself. And when you and we need to talk about it. People trying to, like, hide. Oh, my loved one has dementia. You know, if your loved one has cancer, you say, well, my loved one has cancer. You don't try to hide it. This is not something we want to hide. We want to have those conversations. We want to have those conversations with our kids. You know, when my grandson comes over, he's 19, with some of his friends, and when they walk in the house, I go, pull out your phone, subscribe to my YouTube channel. I say, watch my blooper video, and then after that, watch some of that other stuff, because you boys are going to be taking care of me one day. And they're like, ho, ho, ho. But I met his friend in the supermarket a while back, and he said, you know, I thought that was kind of a joke with your YouTube channel, Grandma, but I looked at it, and I showed it to my grandpa, and it's helping him with my grandma. So we need to have these conversations. So, do we have Sarah on the line?
Hi
Sarah.
Hi there.
How are you today?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Joyful and grateful.
That's a good way to be.
Yes, it's a fabulous way to be. You know, sometimes, I always say, years ago I used to say, people say, hi, I was going through a hard time, people said, how you doing? And I'd say, I was hanging in there. And then one day I thought, who wants to be hanging in there? That's a terrible thing to say. So I always say I'm joyful and grateful. Sometimes people look at me with a little cocked head and I say, some days I'm joyfully challenged, but I'm always grateful.
So that's good. Yeah. I heard one recently that was, it's based on a different saying in a different language, but basically the translation is, I'm upright and not crying.
that's a good thing.
I like that one too. Yeah.
So Sarah and I met through LinkedIn and a friend a couple months ago, and we started chatting. And she's going to tell you about her business, but I'm going to read a little bit of her bio. She said, while assisting her family in the aftermath of her grandmother's passing, Sarah recognized the profound need for care and support during the bereavement process. This realization led her to establish RHEA Services, a heartfelt endeavor aimed at assisting other families in the delicate task of honoring their loved ones' legacies. After guiding dozens of families through this challenging period, she uncovered another critical need, the importance of gathering essential information in advance. So let's talk about that.
Yes, I'd love to.
So your grandma passed away, and then what happened?
Well, actually, it was 2020, okay. And so there were a lot of
tough year to begin with.
Yes, for a whole lot of reasons. And we actually ended up losing both of my grandmothers within about 3 months of each other.
Oh.
So, as you can imagine, we are all grieving all sorts of things. And my parents were each of the executors for their estates. So they were having to manage my one grandmother's estate. And then my other grandmother ended up moving in with them for the last 3 months of her life. So then they were managing her care. It was a lot of things to be happening all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
during COVID.
Yeah. During COVID.
Yes, during COVID. Yes. So globally, there were a lot of things going on, and then also in my family. So it was just, and that's part of why my grandmother ended up living with my parents, is she couldn't live at home anymore. And the option was to either put her somewhere where they wouldn't be able to see her because of COVID,
right.
Or move her in with them, which
right.
was what they obviously chose. It was a challenging time for all of them, though.
Oh, right, and it's such a tough decision.
Absolutely.
You know, if a loved one comes to the point where maybe they need to go into a community, it's a tough decision to begin with. During COVID and everything, it's just compounded. But I think it's so fabulous that, you know, you took her home because so many other people during that COVID time died from isolation.
Right. Yeah. And it's a whole complicated story, but part of what I was able to help my parents with, so I had the idea very, very, just a short while before we lost my first grandmother, that I could help families finalize things after losing a loved one. So there are just a lot of details that have to be managed as far as closing accounts and shutting things down. And that was part of what I was able to help my parents do for both of my grandmothers.
Yeah, because they're so overwhelmed with everything else. I don't want to think about that stuff. I don't
Absolutely.
Have time to think about that stuff.
Exactly. Well, and then also you're grieving, right?
Yeah.
So do you really want to call the cable company while you're grieving?
No.
Probably not.
No. Yeah.
Bad enough when you're feeling well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you know,
so that was where I started. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to, as we continue this conversation, it's all about being prepared, and everything I tell caregivers about every aspect is be as prepared as you can, because it'll make things a whole lot easier. And I think what we're going to be talking with you about today, though, people don't think about preparing for that.
They don't. No, and I think it's one of those things that either you've never thought about it because you've never experienced a sudden loss. Or you know that there's probably something you ought to do, but it's a back burner thing, right?
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Because it's not urgent until it is.
Right.
So part of what we discovered when I was helping my parents with my grandmother's information was we didn't have all of the information. My one grandmother was managing all of her own finances, all of her own everything, and had kept decades old paperwork that we weren't sure was actually accurate. And so that was part of the challenge was, well, what's true? What do we actually have
right.
to follow up on?
Right.
And so that's what actually led me to starting the pre-planning side of my business. So I do still help families finalize things after losing a loved one, but not more importantly, but equally as important, I help families get their information gathered ahead of time.
Yeah, because if we can do that when we're not in stress, Right. Or not exactly. grieving.
Exactly.
You know, it's a project to begin with, but if you have somebody like you, this makes a whole big difference, too.
It absolutely does, yes. And I found that with a lot of the people that I've worked with is, they're like, oh, man, I knew that I was supposed to do this, and I knew that it was really important, but I just couldn't, I couldn't do it on my own. And having that support of having somebody else walk alongside you as you do that work has made it
better.
As easy as possible to do a hard, it's better, much better, and then as easy as possible to do a hard thing.
Well, you're not doing it by yourself, and then and you also kind of have like an accountability partner. I think that's how I would say that. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, too, this all doesn't have to be done in one day because we're pre-planning.
No. Certainly
because
not.
Because it can be overwhelming. You know,
it
just
would be.
Just thinking of somebody to have to make a list of all their passwords is
that
overwhelming.
That is a whole day's chore. Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, and so. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say,
ahead.
I hate to say it, but there's hundreds of dead people on Facebook because people didn't
they
know
are.
How to delete the account, didn't know the passwords, didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And there is a way to manage that. So if anybody's listening who needs help with that, reach out. I've got some links of how you can manage that.
Fabulous.
Because the problem with things like that is, you know, in the grand scheme, well, Facebook is no big deal, right?
Yeah.
Except there are hackers who are, you know, people who are still with us.
Right.
They're getting into their Facebook accounts. They're sending messages. They're asking for money.
Yeah.
And some people are taking advantage of that because they think they're talking to the person they know.
Yeah.
Well, that
yeah.
can happen with your deceased loved ones, too. If somebody doesn't know that they've passed and they, you know, they think that this person is reaching out to them, well, yeah, I'm going to send you some money. You're my friend, of course.
Right.
But it's just really unfortunate. I had a friend, actually, who passed away a couple of years ago, and she was very young. She was only in her 40s. But within 6 weeks, somebody hacked into her Facebook account and was sending messages on her behalf.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
So, it is awful.
Yeah.
So, it's as many of those loose ends as we can tie up as possible is the right thing to do.
So, what kind of information, like, give me a breakdown. What are we looking for? Okay, so we're looking for passwords. We're looking
yes,
for
passwords
bank accounts.
Is a big one. We are. Yes.
Wills.
Because, you know, especially, like, in the day... it used to be like, I remember my aunt, if you opened up a bank account, they gave you a toaster. Or they used to give you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
So she had like 50 accounts at different banks.
Oh my goodness.
You know, with maybe only $100 in each one, but 50 times 100 is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's a great place to start is those, you know, bigger pieces, the accounts and the passwords and all of that. But we also have to consider the small pieces, too.
Okay.
So, in your average family, there's typically one person who manages all of these things. You know, say it's the pet, or the kids, or it's, you know, the finances, or it's the home maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other person who manages all of the other pieces. Well, we don't often know how to manage the other person's pieces, because they're not ours, right?
Yeah.
So we have to make sure that they have the information they need to manage the basic day-to-day things, too, of the how what does the pet get, and how what when do they have to take their meds?
And right, and who is their doctor?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly, yeah. And so if you've got someone, too, with kids, you know, now I think most of your audience is maybe older folks, but if it comes to caring for the kids and the main caregiver is not there, well, how do we... What do we need to do? Where do they go to school? Who's their teacher? Who do we
right.
have to get a hold of?
Right.
So it's those sneaky pieces that you don't think about when you're thinking about, like, the bigger accounts and passwords and things
right.
that also matter. You know, it's the, how do we change the furnace filter? When does that happen?
Yeah, who's the exterminator?
When do we add salt to the water
softener? You know.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're not the person who manages those details, you just don't know. And then you might find yourself with a problem because you didn't know because the other person manages it, right? So it's both.
Well, and when you know who your the pet's doctor is, when you know who the exterminator guy is and everything, it's better for everybody.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's better for everybody because you're already dealing with people that already know the pet or your house or whatever.
That's
you're not
right.
starting from scratch.
That's right. Yeah, but when somebody's not there, we can't ask them anymore.
Right.
We won't be able to find out what they knew because they aren't able to tell us.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do they get started? When somebody comes to you and she goes, okay, Sarah, I want to get started, how do they get started?
Yeah, absolutely. So it just depends on which part they want to focus on. So I'm so excited to share officially. I think that you and I had talked about it briefly when we spoke before, Linda, but I have a pre-planning book for families. So that's your typical any family, any stage. This helps you get those details together on your bank accounts and your passwords and all of that. But my newest offering is a book for caregivers. So the person who's caring for a loved one actively, which I think is most of the people who are in your sphere, it helps them create that map of how to care for that person so that somebody else could manage things if they weren't there to do it.
Yeah.
So each of those is a little bit different in the formatting. But honestly, the best way to get started is just to reach out by email, by phone, however somebody prefers to get a hold of me, because I love to just talk to people and hear a little bit about their stories and see what they need and see how I can best help them. That's the best way, is just get started by reaching out, and we'll figure out which piece matters most right now, and then we can move forward.
Yeah, but the thing is to think about this. Because, you know, we plan for our burial, we plan for this, we plan for that, but I think this is another really important factor that can be lingering for months and months and months if you don't have the information or you don't know what to do.
That's right.
You know, because some of us may know some of our loved ones' things, but nobody knows everything and what it is. You know, and I think by doing this kind of stuff, it brings you to the conversation, okay, so I need to let my loved ones know where my bank accounts are. And maybe I even need to take one of my loved ones to the bank with me and introduce it to my people at the bank, the people that know me, because I may be getting older and I may have some dementia or whatever, and I want the people at the bank to know my daughter or whoever.
Right.
You know, because then they can look out, because also, you know, many seniors are scammed from things. You know, and if you know your banker and they say, well, your mom's been withdrawing $1,000 every couple of weeks when she never did before, well, we know that there's something to look at.
That's right.
Yeah. I recently had a caregiver who some of the bank called and said her mother's account was overdrawn like $900. And she's like, impossible. Well, what her mother was doing is sending donations out every time she got one of those things in the mail. And she didn't remember she sent them out the week before, and then they sent her some more return address labels with Merry Christmas. So she sent them more money. And before you know it, she gave away a whole bunch of money that she didn't have to give away.
Right.
So, yeah, let's think about this.
Now,
so people will go through a process with you once they call you and you chat and you decide what document you want to start with or what part of the plan you want to start with. Now,
that's right.
Do you help them with anything with storing the documents or any conversations of what, where do you put all this stuff?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So what I've put together is I have put together some fillable PDF books so that you're able to put your information into a digital document so that you can keep it secure. I know that we love paper. I personally also love paper. However,
yes,
this is really sensitive information, so you do have to consider, do you feel comfortable keeping that out somewhere?
Yeah.
And so for my part, I've created them to be digital. They can also be printed. So it's kind of a both and, whatever works best for you. But we do really have to consider that security piece. So if somebody is going to keep it digitally, when I help them through that process, I put their book on a flash drive and then get it to them. So if they are local to where I am in Indiana, obviously I can deliver it. But if they're farther away, I ship it by UPS so that they have that flash drive.
That's
fabulous.
They have
their book on it. Yeah. And then I don't keep those long term, because that's a lot of people's really sensitive information.
Yeah.
And I want people to feel comfortable knowing that whatever they tell me during their time so that we work together, I'll put it in the book for them, but I'm not going to keep it. I don't want to keep it. It's their information.
Right.
And so then they have the copy to do with as they choose. From there, they can print it if they want to have a printed copy. Keeping it in a safe, if you do print it, is really important, because you're going to have bank account numbers, you're going to have passwords,
right,
and all those logins. But then you can also keep the flash drive locked somewhere so that it's, you can keep it updated. It's a lot easier to keep that digital book updated than a printed book.
Right.
But then you have it when you need it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the security piece does really matter. You do really have to consider, because this is sensitive information. This, it's that balance of accessible but secure.
Exactly. So, Sarah, where can our listeners find you?
Yeah, they can find me online. So my website is Rhea Services, so rheaservices.com. They can reach out by phone. My number is 317-732-5181. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, although, if I'm being honest, those are not not the places that I update the most, but I am there.
Okay.
So Instagram and Facebook under Rhea Services as well, and Rhea is spelled R-H-E-A. But yeah, those are the best ways to kind of track me down. And then my email would be sarah@rheaservices.com.
And that's S-A-R-A-H.
It is, with an H, yes.
Thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate you. Caregivers, think about some of this conversation we had today, because I think it's really important. And we'll talk again soon, Sarah.
Sounds great. Thank you, Linda.
Have a delicious day.
You too.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
My mom was getting older, but she was able to live pretty independently until recently. When her case manager told me she would be discharged from rehab in just a few days, I didn't know what to do. But I knew for sure that she couldn't go back living alone at home. So that's when I contacted Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. My Senior Living Concierge, Lisa, was there for me through the whole process and was a free service for us to compare in-home care options and how that cost would compare to assisted living. With Lisa's help, we found a great new home for Mom, and she is thriving. Take it from me, don't go through this journey alone.
Hi, I'm Ellie Baldwin, co-founder and president of Sunway Senior Living Concierge. We're a free placement and concierge service for families to help compare senior living communities and find the best place for you or a loved one. Call us today at 727-314-6451 or find us online at sunwaysseniorliving.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And I love Sunway's senior living and what they do. It's really difficult when it comes to the point where you might have to move your loved one into a different kind of community. And there's a place, I'm sure you've heard it advertised, the Place for Mom. And years ago, when I was looking for a place for my mom, we tried that, and 100 marketers started calling us, and we would get all this stuff in the mail, and it did not help me at all. Mm-hmm. But with somebody like Sunway, they're going to come and meet you in person, see what kind of community you like, what your financial stuff is, well, you know, what your, and they're going to hold you by the hand and they're going to take you to different communities, and it doesn't cost anything for you. So please think about it. These are the people that know what is going on out there. I don't align myself with too many communities because I can't babysit them. It could be a, like Art and Quartz, I don't have to worry.
No.
But, you know, it could be the most fabulous place, and then new management comes in or new staff or whatever, and then I don't want to send my dog there. So they know what's going on. So please think about this when you're, and you can call them way before. Your loved one might not need a place for a year, but you can do all this prep work. They can help you if you need a home health care company with whatever other things you need along the way until you get there. So check them out. They're really fabulous. So ladies, it's so good to see you today.
Thanks so good seeing you.
So I met the two of you at the senior fair at the Sunshine Center a while back.
We go back.
Yes. And I think physical therapy is one of the most important things in the world.
Thank you. I agree.
When my brother was little, he was in a lot of accidents. I was constantly taking him to physical therapy. In fact, at one time I thought I wanted to be a physical therapist. When I saw the amount of science work that was involved. plus at the time, it was when a lot of guys were coming back from Vietnam with like a lot of issues, and I thought, I'll just be crying all day. This is not the business for me. But I think it's so important. You know, I broke my wrist the night before shutdown for COVID.
Oh,
the last dance at my granddaughter's wedding, I fell.
Oh.
But I didn't have to clean up.
Good.
I broke my wrist, and so then I had a cast on for a while.
Gotcha.
And then they took the cast off, and I said to the doctor, am I going to have physical therapy now? And he goes, no, just go home. And I said, no, I'm not just going home and doing this, right? And my hand was like this, and I could only reach my lift my fingers to there.
Oh,
well, after physical therapy, I'm good to go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Looks at you now.
Good as new.
Yes,
yeah.
And it is good as new. And I think that is so important. And I think people, as we're going to have more conversation about this, you need to insist. You need to say to your doctor, I want physical therapy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, it's so important.
Yes.
It's part of your health plan. It's part of your recoup. Yeah.
And advocating for yourself is incredibly important.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you got involved in doing this.
So my name is Haley Robertson. I work with Cassandra at Physical Therapy and Balance Centers at Lighthouse Point. I always knew that I wanted to go into healthcare because I just have that, you know, I've always wanted to help people sort of thing. I thought, okay, maybe I want to be a doctor. Maybe I want to be a PA. I spent my summers growing up with my grandparents, so I was always over there, and I just kind of saw their mobility decline. And I wanted to help them, and I wanted to help people like them and their friends, and so that's kind of what got me started.
The validity.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm Cassandra. I work with Haley with the same place, Physical. We're over on like Park Street by Nosh Pit, Glory Days, all that. And what kind of got me into physical therapy, like Haley, I always was drawn to the healthcare field. I always thought I wanted to be a part of it in some way. But I also really liked teaching. So I was kind of like stuck between wanting to be, I was like, I don't know if I want to be a nurse, I want to be a teacher. And then my dad actually had back surgery, and he had sciatic and nerve pain, really bad bulging disc. Got a discectomy and needed rehab. And he was like, Cassandra, I really think that you might like this. So when I was in high school, I observed, and like my mind was just like expanded. I said, what is this whole world? I had no idea what physical therapy was at the time. And I loved it. And I loved that it was healthcare, but it was also teaching and explaining things to people and educating them, which I feel like is a part that might be a little bit lacking in some of the healthcare areas.
Yes.
And that is definitely needed. So
and
I
not
thought,
drugging them.
Yes. Real like holistic care.
Yeah.
So it was something I was incredibly drawn to, and I knew that was it for me.
It's just so very, very important. So what kind of patients do you see, and how does it happen? Does the doctor, you tell me the story.
Yeah.
How it works.
Yeah, we see a whole variety of patients, neuro, so TBI, stroke, Parkinson's, ortho, low back, knee, wrist.
We do see wrists.
Yeah.
I got a couple wrists and hands.
Uh-huh. all over the spectrum, women's health, peds, geriatrics, so older people, younger people. And then we have direct access, which a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, tell me about that direct access.
So you can come in and see us for 30 days without a physician's script, so without your doctor saying, hey, you need to go see Haley and Cassandra to go get physical therapy. You can walk in and just see us, and we can give you an eval and...
And then you can go on from there to whatever you need to do. That's fabulous. Absolutely.
And what's really great about our location, too, is we can reach out to your physician as well. And a lot of physical therapy places will do this, is if you've been to the doctor and they've seen you for the condition we're treating you for, and we say, hey, we're treating them, can you sign off on the plan of care? And the doctor signs off on it, you're good. You don't have to ever go to the doctor yourself.
Right.
So it makes a very convenient process where you can say, hey, you know, I've been thinking, so like our clinic specifically is a balance center, mm-hmm. which is really cool. So we have a lot of different equipment that we can talk about later if you want, to help people improve their balance, which is a huge part, especially, I'm sure you've dealt with people who have fallen or had caregivers where their loved ones
fall. My biggest fear for caregivers and their loved ones is over-medication and the fall.
Yeah. Yes.
Always.
Yeah, the two big scary ones for us too, right?
Because both can be the end.
Yeah. It's exactly. A lot of injuries, fractures. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy how dangerous falls can be. So I love that we do a lot of prevention for that as well. And I totally lost my train of thought. What was I talking about?
About different equipment and stuff. You know, different people that come there. You know, I know that there's... So many people have been helped with physical therapy that have Parkinson's,
right. mm-hmm.
and we don't talk about that enough.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it gets them moving, and you're able to educate them on things that they can do better because it will help.
Absolutely, I actually have a certification. Have you ever heard of LSVT Big?
No.
It's a type of Parkinson's treatment. So it started out with LOUD, with like speech therapists.
Right.
Because typically with patients with Parkinson's, movements and voice get smaller.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things is their voices get a lot smaller and they have trouble speaking or getting the right amplitude of their voice. So LSVT LOUD was created, and then they said, what if we took the same principles and applied it to movement? Right? Because if you've ever seen someone with Parkinson's, usually the movements get smaller, they start shuffling. Yeah. So they said, what if we take the same exactly.
Yeah. Very rigid.
Right. And if we take these principles and we apply it to movement, will we see the same things? And they did. So LSVT Big is all about big movements, big amplitude movements, and helping them be able to move better, to move bigger, and to kind of retake, you know, their life and their independence back, which I love LSVT Big. So I'm certified in it. Our clinical director, Gina, is also certified in it. So it's a treatment that we offer at our clinic as well, which is huge.
And then there are a lot of places now that offer Parkinson's boxing, which is fabulous,
too. Boxing, love.
You know, you gotta do it.
Right.
Yeah. You gotta do it, you guys, because if not, you're just going to be sitting in that chair, and you're not going to be able to get out of that chair anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's the last thing we want to do.
No, so. And we have quite a few Parkinson's patients right now who leaps and bounds better than when they walked
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. And when they get the diagnosis, right, you're told it's a progressive disorder, so they think, oh, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, I'm done.
Right.
That's not the case. Right. Yeah, I mean, you're still going to have the disease. We're not going to cure it with physical therapy. That's not what we do. But we can get you stronger. We can get you moving better. You can do the things you love. I mean, that's what life's about, right?
Yeah. And a lot, then as you start doing that, you may have less pain. You may have less other things because you're addressing the issue.
Right. And then when you sit, it's just cyclical. When you sit down, things just get worse and worse.
Get weaker.
Yeah.
Well, and many times after one fall, there's another fall not too far away.
Absolutely.
Because we haven't done anything before the first fall or after the first fall to make a change.
Right, and now we're injured and we're weaker than we were before.
And now we're afraid. I'm afraid. Exactly. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to get out of the chair because I'm going to fall. I'm afraid to go in the shower because I'm going to fall.
Exactly. Yep. And that's, so we have at our clinic, we have an overhead support system, which is really, really cool. So essentially, we have a big track system in our clinic, and they put on a harness and they get attached to this track, and that track can hold up to 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
So fear of falling is a huge thing. It actually increases your risk for falls by 4 times, which is crazy. So if we can put you in a safe environment where you know you're not going to fall, you're a lot more likely to try new things.
To try
going
something.
Upstairs,
walking
more, walking without a cane if you use a cane, trying things that you wouldn't feel safe otherwise doing with professionals. So at our clinic, every location's a little bit different, but our location specifically, we work one-on-one with every patient.
Always one-on-one.
You're always with a doctor of physical therapy, so you'll always be with someone looking out for you, guarding you, and telling you the right way to do things.
And this is covered by your insurance?
Yes, we do take insurance. We have a couple different options. People can get covered by their insurance. And there's also, we do have self-pay, say we're out of network with you for some reason. But most of our patients are through insurance. And actually, since it's the end of the year, most people have met their deductibles, which is great. So a lot of times, towards the end of the year, most, if not all, of your therapy sessions are covered by insurance,
perfect
depending if you met your deductible.
In.
Yeah, so if it's something you've been debating, now's the kind of the time to get in.
Yeah, I mean, with that direct access, I mean, come on.
Just exactly. It's real. You just got to do it. Easy. You just got to decide.
Just getting up and doing it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and taking that try, because you will see results if you do. I know it. You know, I go to the chiropractor twice a week. Mm-hmm. And there's a physical therapist there if I need physical therapy.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's what keeps me healthy.
Yeah.
So that's, it's all preventative. It's, I don't want to fall. I want to be active. Right. I want, you know.
And absolutely. It's easier to do it now so you don't have to catch up later.
Well, yeah. Well, it's funny. I just had my 70th birthday.
happy birthday.
Thank you. It's a big one.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And my daughter's a hairdresser.
Yes.
And she's like, Mom, I'm like pretty happy that you've pretty much taken care of yourself most of your life.
Yeah.
She said, because I have ladies in my chair that are shaking from their meds. Absolutely. Or they have their walker, or they can't, you know. She goes, I remember you taking me to them step classes when I was a kid and stuff.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But it really, it's my responsibility.
Yeah.
And how absolutely. I'm going to feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and being proactive is such a big step in that. Absolutely.
And it's so important for our caregivers.
Yes.
Not just the person you're caring for. Because you need to take care of yourself or you can't take very good care of them.
Absolutely.
And you deserve this. You deserve to feel well. You know, it...
Yeah. We have a few caregivers who come in with the patients in our clinic, and we can teach them, hey, this is how you move your body when transferring patients.
Yeah.
This is how you do this. This is how you do that. And just give them the education on it. Because... As we know, caregiving mentally tolling, but physically tolling.
Yeah.
And we don't want both of those things happening.
Yeah, because a lot of times people aren't educated.
Or, no,
you know,
absolutely.
They're at home, and their loved one starts declining in some way. So they're just trying to do everything themselves.
Right.
Pick them up, carry them, move them, do whatever. And I don't want the caregiver to go down with their loved one, both of them.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And what's kind of interesting for caregivers to see as well is I have a patient right now who had a stroke. And so it takes her longer to do things or to walk or to transfer, but she can do them. So for the caregiver to come in and see, okay, they can do this, like knowing what's appropriate for them to do, what's safe for them to do, and then also learning how to guard and be there for them when things are maybe not as safe, it kind of opens their eyes, because sometimes we think we need to do everything for them. We need to help them in every way. And physical therapy, when they're in a safe environment like ours, or you're working with healthcare professionals, we can show them that they can do a lot more than you would maybe think, which is really eye-opening for caregivers to just even see that as well.
Well, and I think probably you have some people that are much better behaved with you than they are with their loved one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can get away with some more stuff.
They listen to us sometimes a little bit more.
Yeah, a lot more. So, you know what, if the caregiver's there and says, hey, Joe, I just saw you do...
Right. Yeah, you already did that.
When you were with the girls.
Right.
So when you come
you can
home,
go back home and do that.
Yeah,
again.
You can do that too.
Exactly.
And safely as well.
And safely.
Which is the most important.
Yeah, because that education point is so missing. About any diseases and everything. You go to the doctor, oh, Mom has dementia, bye, go home.
Right.
Exactly. Like, would you now?
You know? And that's what kills me, especially with stuff like dementia. If I go to the doctor and the doctor says, Mom has cancer, I want to know what kind of cancer, Mom has dementia. What kind of dementia? There's like hundreds of different kinds of dementia. How do I handle this? We need the education because it can make for the best caregiving experience or the worst caregiving experience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So do you have any advice for people that are listening that don't really have an issue or what they should do to stay in shape?
I would say continue just moving as much as you can. Continue moving. Don't become sedentary, because like I said earlier, it's just cyclical, and then it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, I go to Curves, the old ladies gym.
Yeah.
Three mornings a week, and I'm telling you, there are some ladies that come there that are 80 and over, and they don't do too much, but they're moving.
Yeah, they're
and they're being social too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was about to say it's almost a form of self care, right? It's a form of self love to take care of your body and yourself.
Right.
Not only even if you don't have issues now, but like we were talking about earlier, to prevent all these issues, and it's social too. Like going out and being with a group in these group classes, you meet people and you get out there, which is not only good for the body but good for the mind and good for the soul.
Yeah. It's really important. So just keep moving, go out and walk. You know, most of us have Fitbits these days.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
One of my caregivers got a Fitbit recently and she's like, oh my goodness, I was walking like 600 steps today. I go, did you just go to the bathroom in the kitchen or what?
Right. Yeah,
I don't walk a lot. I do other exercise, but I'm walking, not so.
Well, that's not your thing, but you do your other exercise.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
do
all
your strength training and everything.
Find what you love.
I
feel like that's the most important part. Yeah. Find what you love. Find what works for you. I mean,
eating.
Me
It takes a lot.
All that reflection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's funny. Recently, my granddaughter said to me, "You know, Grandma, when you get older, you can't stay living where you're living." I said, "Excuse me."
Mm-hmm.
Well, even at townhomes, there's an upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah.
And she said, "How are you going to get upstairs and down those stairs?" I go, "Just like I do now."
Yeah,
I
exactly.
said, "Those upstairs and downstairs keep me alive. If I have to bring three things downstairs, I only take one at a time."
Well, good for you.
Because it's going to make me move.
Absolutely.
Not me. I put a basket at the bottom and fill it, and then once.
No. I said, "And God forbid the day comes that I can't, you're going to get me one of them scooter chairs that goes up there."
There you go.
Thank you so much for thinking of me.
Right.
I love you. But they are thinking of me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They are thinking of me.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, and I was just recently saying, I'm getting my bathroom done over.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking the tub out because I don't want to be the girl falling in the tub.
No. Right.
You know, I'm getting the big bench, you know, and the whole deal. And so these two young guys come in there, give me an estimate, measuring up everything. I said, "Listen, because we're going to take out a wall." And I said, "Just make sure it's big enough to fit my walker."
Right.
And he looks at me. And I said, "I'm not on a walker yet, but I may be one day."
Right.
And if I am, it's not going to be a little sissy walker.
No.
It's going to be a big Cadillac walker. And I want to make sure I can fit
in
there.
Yeah, the new model.
But,
exactly.
You know, I want to be proactive for myself.
Yeah. That's absolutely. My biggest fear, because I like to bathe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Grab bars.
Yep.
Grab bars are important.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there are things.
Rolling and mm-hmm. out.
Yeah, well, you know how many people fall in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
It's the most common place in the house.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
It's craziness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, think about making these preparations as you go along. Or just, you want to make preparations just for aging. You may not have an issue right now, but you're still aging.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody should have grab bars. I don't care if you're 15 years old. I think there should always be grab bars in the shower, in the bathroom, in places. Because you just never know. How many people grab the towel rack?
Oh,
and that rips out of the wall.
That's not safe.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And don't buy any of those grab bars with suction cups.
Oh,
please.
No. Please, no.
I think they should be outlawed.
Mm.
But if you read on the package, it says it's not going to stay on the wall.
No.
Right.
So, and for many of you, you may say, "Oh, I can't afford." Many of the local fire departments will bring grab bars and put them in for you.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of resources. Just remember, if you're not sure about something, contact me. I'll find a resource. I'll find out some information, because there are a lot of things that are available to the public that people don't even know about. There are a lot of resources available where you can get ramps, you know, and different things. You know, my daughter one day, I said she's a hairdresser, so during COVID, she was going to her seniors' houses to cut their hair.
Oh.
And she goes, "Mom, I go to this one guy's home, his mobile home, and there's a gaping hole in the floor with a piece of plywood laying on top of it, and he's in a wheelchair."
Yeah.
And he can, like, barely get around. So I called my friend, Officer Joel Quattlebaum, from the Largo Police Department, and I said, "Could you go do a welfare check on this guy for me?"
Mm-hmm.
And usually he does it, and he calls me back right away. Well, he didn't call me for like 3 days. He calls me. He goes, "Sorry, it took a little, but Harry's getting a whole new floor and a wheelchair, all from a grant."
Oh, wow. Beautiful. That's awesome.
All from a grant.
Yep.
So that changed that man's life.
Absolutely.
And how he can get around and how he can get it. But I have to be careful with my daughter. She's finding someone in every corner that I need to help.
That's your daughter.
But it's all good. So, we're going to come back in a minute or two, but right now we're going to hear from our other wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week, so check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, Call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
We believe the power of the human body and mind can do amazing things, and that tapping into that power, not just tricking it with a temporary disguise, is possible. Superpatch technology uses a special pattern and vibro-tactile technology to help you go from feeling blah to hurrah. Now, once the Superpatch is in contact with your skin, it triggers a neutral response in the brainstem that helps you tackle your daily problems head-on. Whether you're struggling with pain, balance, stress, or focus, we have a solution that might be right for you. With Superpatch's 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, this is Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. I started using the Liberty Patch over 3 years ago. I used to be a tripper, but since wearing a Liberty Patch, I haven't tripped once. The Liberty Patch is proven to reduce the risk of falling by up to 8 times. And as we all know, if you prevent the fall, you prevent the call. Don't wait until it's too late. Preventative solutions are the answer.
Superpatch does not claim to diagnose, treat, or cure illness. Superpatch is FDA registered. To receive 25% off your first order, go to sticktoit.info. That's sticktoit.info and learn more.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, those super patches are great stuff. Like I always say, my biggest worry with my caregivers is over-medication and the fall. And there's solutions to both of them. And in fact, we're having an event Wednesday, December 13th in Largo from 7 to 9 p.m. We're going to give out some samples of patches. We're going to show you about some of the research. We have a lot of fabulous studies by doctors. There's one patch called the immune patch, and I also wear that one every day. Because your blood cells, after a while, get sticky and clogged up together, and then they can't go through the little veins that they need to go through. Well, we've had people have a live blood analysis. So they would have their blood tested, and they would see what the analysis was, and they would put an immune patch on, and an hour later they did the analysis, and already the stickiness was stopping, and things were... And my stepmother had a broke her, had her hip replaced, and I went to visit her in New York. I was caring for her for a little while, and I go, wear this patch. So I pull up a study that says, by an orthopedic surgeon, that say people that wear the immune patch recover 35% quicker. So she's like, slap that patch on me. And when she went to the doctor was like, I cannot believe how well you're doing.
Wow.
So, yeah, if you're interested, just email me or call me, and I'll give you all the information. So where can our listeners find you, ladies?
Absolutely. So we're located, our address is 4020 Park Street North. We're Suite 101. There's a couple suites in there. And we're in St. Petersburg, Florida. But if you want to get in contact with us, you can give us a call. And with direct access and meeting your deductible, yeah, Now's kind of the time to get in to schedule an email. You can just call us at 727-388-4688. If you want to contact us directly, my email is just my name, cassandra.kanya@physical. Our physical spelled a little funny. It's FYZICAL.com.
And then my email is Haley, Haley.Roberson@physical.com.
And I'll put all the information in the show, in the description of the show, awesome. So anybody that watches it on YouTube or anything can see it. And you have other locations, though, too. So
we do.
If somebody's somewhere else, mm-hmm, there are other locations also.
Yep, all the locations are a little bit different. So some aren't one-on-one. It kind of depends on the area. Yeah. But yes, we have them all over the Tampa Bay area, for sure. Okay. And all over the country, too. Yeah.
We're biased to ours.
Yeah, if you like us, you have to come to our location.
Yeah, I'll go to you girls anytime. What's the last thing you want to say to our caregivers?
That, you know, you do a lot of tough work, and that it's important, you spoke on this earlier, how important it is to have a support group for your mental health, but also your physical health is important as well. And I love that you talked about preventative care, and that's one thing that we both really advocate for is getting better to live the life that you want to live.
Yeah. Yep. Because life is good, and there's a lot of good stuff out there. And you know what? We're living so much longer than we did before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we need to make those precautions so we're living.
Yes. Absolutely.
And there's strength in numbers. It's good to have a support system always.
Yeah. And I always think it's good, like I say, to have an accountability partner.
Yeah.
You know, because you just have somebody and you're working together and you're both on the same page. Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference in your journey. Mm-hmm. And the journey of your loved one.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes caregivers, the only place they get out is to take their loved one to a doctor's appointment. Well, why don't you take them to a physical therapy appointment, and then you can learn some stuff for yourself, too, and maybe do some other different kind of socializing there.
Absolutely.
We have fun.
Yeah. Oh,
we have a blast.
Yeah, because you know what? You can do it and have fun.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Therapy should be fun. If you're not having fun at your physical therapy place,
you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, why?
Exactly.
Why?
Right.
All right. Thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate
you. Thank you so much for having us.
We'd like to do some more stuff together in the future.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. So we're hitting the holidays. I'm going to give one list. I'm going to continue every week to talk about the holidays. I got to play the Christmas song next week.
Yes.
Yes. But I want you to think about the holidays. Don't worry about 4,000 lights blinking all over the house. If your loved one has Alzheimer's and dementia, it may make them more agitated than ever. Just make things simple. If you're going to have people coming over to visit, try not to do a whole bunch of people at one time. It's really hard for your loved one. Also, when people are coming to visit, if your loved one has declined in the last year or since they've seen them, let them know. Especially if they have children. You don't want the children coming in and go, well, what happened to grandma? Did you just saw that commercial, really, that Chevrolet commercial that it's like Thanksgiving, everybody comes in the house and grandma's sitting in the chair just like this and she's not speaking and kids don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what to do. She's kind of just sitting there staring. And finally, when her one granddaughter comes and gets her and takes her out, puts a coat on her and brings her into grandpa's pickup truck. Mm-hmm. And they go for a ride.
Aww.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
And they took her by like her school and where she used to live. And by the end of the ride, grandma's talking.
Yeah.
Oh.
And grandpa comes to the door of the where they pull in the driveway and they have a big kiss, grandma and grandpa. So it can be that way. It can be that way. Just work together. One last thing. If people come in to visit, they don't know what to talk to grandma about. Or they don't know what kind of conversation to have. Create a memory box. If grandma was born in Brooklyn, print out pictures of Brooklyn. If she was a Girl Scout leader, print out pictures of Girl Scouts. Somebody picks that up and they go, hey, grandma, I didn't know you were a Girl Scout leader. And then we can have that conversation and everybody feels a little more comfortable. I love you guys. I so appreciate you being with me today. We'll see you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time and have a delicious day.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is...